Throw me anywhere, Lord,
in that old field.
Throw me anywhere, Lord,
in that old field.
Don't care where you throw me,
in that old field.
Since my Jesus owned me,
in that old field.
Yeah, throw me anywhere, Lord,
in that old field.
Throw me anywhere, Lord,
in that old field.
You may beat and bang me
in that old field.
Since my Jesus saved me
in that old field.
Well, throw me anywhere, Lord,
in that old field.
Throw me anywhere, Lord,
in that old field.
I don't care how you treat me
in that old field.
Since King Jesus beat me
in that old field.
Always a pleasure to welcome Mr. Ken Whiteley to the Drew Marshall Show. Ken Whiteley is a Canadian roots music legend. Legend. Three syllables. His musical journey has taken him from jug band, folk and swing to blues, gospel, children's music. He was in a Kiss cover band. Among numerous accolades, he has been awarded a Canadian Folk Music Award. You know what? We did this last time, Ken, and remember what I said last time? I don't want to go through all of your accolades. It just seems like I want to spend more time talking to you.
Very good.
Not at you.
Very good. I accept that.
But let's talk about a couple of them. How many nominations for Junos do you know?
Seven. Well, seven as an artist, 22 as a producer.
Yeah. Yeah. You're humble. You're a pretty humble guy, you know. Does anyone not say that? Did anybody say, that Ken Whiteley? What an arrogant person.
I have got that. I have. Oh, yes. Oh, sure.
Sure. I don't think so.
And I'm a human being, and, you know, I'm not always perfect. Just ask my wife.
Four American Gold Records, 22 Juno and 2 Grammy nominations, and sold over 8 million copies. Makes you sound like a big deal, Ken.
Yeah.
What did you say?
That and $2 will buy you a coffee some places.
Well, we want to tell everybody about Ken's latest CD release. He is celebrating the release of one of his deepest and most exciting albums yet, Freedom Blues, at Hughes Room on Friday, April 1st. He's playing the fool that day. 8:30 p.m., doors open at 6:30, concert starts at 8:30. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 at the door. You think $2.50 motivates people to get the tickets early? I don't. Hey, what do you think, Ken? Hey, do you have an opinion?
I know that they sell a lot more tickets in advance than they do at the door.
Because of $2.50?
I don't know. I think because most people who are going to go out for a night
plan ahead. Plan it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they may as well save the $2.50 and buy a couple lots, $5.
Yeah.
Table of four, it's $10.
Well, he's good at math. You see what he did there? Joining Ken will be a bunch of people.
Nine-piece band.
Come on.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
What are you, Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Well, you know that horn section you heard on that first track. They're all going to be there. So I've got Richard Underhill and Perry White, who are the saxophone players with the Shuffle Demons.
Yeah.
And then this great young trumpet player, a guy named Ewan Divitt. He's fantastic. So three-piece horn section.
Ewan Divitt.
Yeah.
Be a good name for a golfer.
Yeah, it would. And he also makes his own trumpets, by the way.
He makes his own trumpets?
He does. He's quite a character. He's a great player. And Dennis Keldy on the Hammond organ, and Amoy and Cecile Levy.
Is Dennis Keldy the guy with the ponytail?
He's got sort of big
or something
hair.
Happened.
Are you thinking of Lance Anderson?
Maybe? Oh, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
And And it was, so Moy and Cecile Levy, fabulous singers.
Yes.
I've been friends of mine for now, I guess, about 23 years. And
your bass player,
Alistair Whitehead.
But is that the tall guy who does this?
Alistair does move around. He's youngish guy.
Oh, it's not who I'm thinking
about.
So
he's been playing with me for about a year and a half.
Oh,
now.
Rookie.
Yeah. He plays in a bluegrass band actually called the Slow Can Ramblers as well.
Nice.
But he plays upright and electric. He's got one foot in Newfoundland. He grew up mostly in Newfoundland, and then the other foot in the Slow Can Valley out in BC.
Is that a real place?
Oh, it sure is. You got to go there. It's like 8 hours from Vancouver, 8 hours from Calgary. It's like.
So why would I want to go there if I have to drive?
Because
8 hours?
It's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It's funky. It's like it's this own universe, you know. So, like, you go to Nelson, BC, and you're in a different place, you know.
Yeah.
And it's there on this great lake, fabulous mountains,
Ken,
all
now,
around the largest health food store.
All
between
right,
Vancouver
I'm never
going to
go there. Stop.
Okay.
What I want to know from you is, now that Stompin' Tom is dead,
yes,
are you the new Stompin' Tom?
I don't think so. I would suggest there are significant differences between Stomp and Tom.
No, I don't
my
mean
brother
musically.
Used to,
I mean notoriety.
My brother and I used to play. My brother used to play with Stomp and Tom sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And he didn't have. I mean,
he didn't Stomp, have.
Well, Stomp and Tom was a. He had a rare and wonderful gift, and
yes.
his songwriting, with simplicity, but it captured something archetypal and.
But I wouldn't want to tour
images.
With him.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just all I'm saying.
Yeah, all I'm saying too.
Okay.
Yeah. But very,
we shall not
respect.
Speak ill of the dead.
We shall not speak, but hugely talented, Tom Connors.
Who is the most famous Canadian in your brain? Hey?
Justin Trudeau right now.
No, come on. I mean, like, who should be on a stamp? They put Paul Henderson, he's a buddy of mine, and they put his face on a stamp.
Estelle Klein.
Who's that?
She was the woman, she was a big mentor to me. And she is the person who ran the Mariposa Folk Festival.
Oh, yeah,
From 1963, 4. She was on an advisory committee when it started in 61.
Yeah.
By 64, she was running it. And she was in charge through 1980. And she really created the whole format of folk festivals, the whole thing of putting, like, workshops with performers from different genres together and all that kind of stuff. Was all her thing, and it's had a huge impact all across the world, but especially the folk festivals of Canada. And she was always stimulating artists too. She would talk with the artists, and she would, and she didn't take any bullshit from anybody. You would have liked Estelle, she was just say directly what
Sorry.
You needed. But she was also the kind of person who said, like, you need a cup of water? I'll go get you a cup of water. She was like not on a high horse by any stretch. But she was a big influence. I met her like when I was 13, and she really mentored me in a lot of ways. And so for three different festivals for Mariposa, and that was big. But I preferred to play. That was the problem. Was that it was really fun. It was incredibly challenging intellectually. And
Ken, do you think there's a God?
Fun to play. Do I think there's a God?
Yeah.
I know there's a God.
See, he's got that little twinkle in his eye. Just drives me nuts. Can't even look at him when he gets twinkly. How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
I experience God on a daily basis, on a momentary basis when I'm conscious enough to be aware of that divine presence. I have a pretty broad outlook, and I grew up in a Christian background. And, it's funny you mentioned Camp Minioe. That was where, when I was 11 years old, my parents said, do you want to go to summer camp? And I said, sure, okay, I'll check it out. And they got a bunch of brochures. And Camp Minioe, the brochure said, this is a God-centered camp for kids. So I said, I'm going to go there. That's where I want to go.
Even as a young kid, that's what you chose.
I would get up before my family was up in the mornings, on Sunday mornings, and go myself to Sunday school.
What would be the first thing that you may say to Jesus? Let's say he walked into the studio right now. Let's just play this through. Ready? We turn our head. Someone's at the door. We look around. It's Jesus.
I would just bow, and I would take in that incredible presence.
But you would not say anything to him? You don't have a question?
Not until he spoke to me. I would.
So he says, Ken, what would you like to ask me?
Oh, well, I guess I'd have to be there. That's a good question, really, Drew. I like that question, you know, either you're in the moment and you ask the question that comes to your mind, or you have a lot of time to think about it, and you really think, if I could ask Jesus one question, what would it be? You know,
that's
an intellectual exercise.
I would do what Larry King would ask.
What's that?
Larry King would ask Jesus. He said this on my show one time. He said, he would say, Jesus, are you the only way?
Well, again, I have an interpretation of that sentence.
Of the only way?
Of the only way, yeah. So, you know, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So when he says that, he's talking about the consciousness that he brings. And so, you know, the path that he has taken and his relationship, that's what we all have to achieve, is that same relationship that Jesus had, where we truly recognize our kinship as children of the divine, of children of God. Mm. And so I don't say that, you know, you can only find God through Jesus, because I think other people in the world have had divine experiences, have brought God's love into the world. And, you know, in Isaiah, they talk about, you know, different nations have different gifts and all that sort of stuff. Mm. Now, Jesus was a particular and special divine gift, I would suggest.
But you know that there are a lot of, especially in the evangelical community, that they would interpret that verse and says, well, you know, if you don't
believe in Jesus,
then
you're
going
not
to hell.
Going,
right?
Going
so
to
Larry
hell.
King always asked that, you know, he asked that
yeah,
of Billy
I know,
Graham
and
all
there's
the time.
People who would say to him, you know, Ken Whiteley is not one of us, you know?
Yeah.
I know. There's
I so would you not ask Jesus that question? That'd be
okay,
my first thing.
Well,
no,
sure,
I'm trying to convince you to ask him my question, because I think you're going to meet him first, because you're way older than me, you see.
it's a good question, because however it's answered, it's going to be instructive. It's going to be, you know, like whether my interpretation, which is maybe a broader interpretation than many people have.
Yeah.
Is the right answer. I don't claim infallibility by any stretch.
I've heard that.
And so, you know, but this is where I'm at right now in my journey and, you know, whatever.
I love it. I love talking to you. I really love talking to you. You drive me nuts, but I love talking to you.
Why do I drive you nuts?
No, I'm not telling you that on
air.
Afterwards. I want to let our listeners know that we have also in Studio C, we're videoing this as well, and so we need to explain to our people who are going to watch this later. Kat Dancer is in the studio with us. She is Edmonton's Queen of the Swamp Blues, and Kat, welcome from Edmonton.
Thank you very much.
West Edmonton Mall, biggest mall in the world. I watched a security guard go after somebody in rollerblades.
Mm.
I thought that was cool.
What was the other guy on a longboard?
True story. Birch Bay Ranch is a camp near there that I've been to.
Wonderful.
Where else have I been? Edmonton. Oh, I was offered a radio job up there, but I looked at it on the map and went, nope. That's way north. You have like 19 months of winter every year.
Well, actually, this year we've had not even 1 month.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
But you owe me a thanks for that, Kat.
Because
every
you.
Christmas, I empty all my aerosol cans, whether they need them or not.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, I knew there was a reason. I knew it was your presence.
Yep. Yeah. Me and Suzuki, we're like this. So Kat's going to play a little bit later, but we want Ken to do a little tune because we've been rambling too much here. Ken's CD is called Freedom Blues. Ken Whiteley in the studio with us. Ken is our most visited, he's been here the most. He's the musician that's been here the most, and I'm thankful for that, Ken. Do you remember the first time you came? Here?
Yes.
Okay. Good talk. Ken, what song what are we doing here? And tell everyone what guitar you're playing, because people love that sound. At least I do.
This is my old National Resophonic guitar made by the National Cash Register Company. 70 years ago, and these were designed by two Eastern European guys, the Dopera brothers, who worked for National in the 20s, and they made a bunch of different designs with a metal resonator in the middle that acoustically amplifies the sound. And then in 1930, they realized National owned all the patents to all the stuff they'd invented, so they left National, started their own company, came up with a different resophonic design called it Dobro. And so they invented all of these different kinds of resophonic guitars, and we're all thankful for them. And the blues guys all discovered that these metal guitars were fantastic for playing slide on.
And if things got a little squirrely in the bar, you could use it as a weapon as well, right? So
it was louder. You're playing acoustically, and it was protection, yes. Well, if you see me stumble, don't just stand and look on. Reach on out now, brother. Give your hands to struggle. And if you hear my heartbreak, but don't just count the sound wave, reach on out now, sister. Just count those sound waves. Reach on out now, sister.
Cat Dancer, yeah. Drew Marshall, everybody singing in the studio.
Nice.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Ooh, if you don't get a little community buzz when that going on, then I think you're dead, man. Gee whiz. Like, when you hit that, you went all squirrely there in that song, eh? You went right up into the squirrely range. What grabs a hold of you at that moment?
I would suggest it's the Holy Spirit.
You would suggest that?
I would suggest that.
Something grabbed him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Something got a hold of me. Oh, yeah, something got a hold of me. It gets in my hands. It gets in my feet. Oh, it gets all over me.
Oh, man. You know, I have said to many people that I don't frequent church very often these days because my church is the last Sunday of a lot of months at Hughes Room at 2 o'clock, Ken Whiteley's gospel brunch, gospel matinee, gospel whatever the heck you call it. And I'm sad because the nicer weather is here and now you don't have these things anymore. We have to wait till October.
Well, people don't come out in the nice
they
sunny
don't, no.
weather.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
They want to. They'd rather be walking in the park, gardening, whatever.
Ken, what number CD releases this for you?
I think it's 30th. My 30th album.
Are you getting the hang of this yet?
I think so. I think so. I actually this came together quite quickly. Actually, I was contemplating the fact that we were planning to do some renovation at our home, and I have a home studio. It's actually quite an elaborate home studio.
I can imagine.
And we're going to be expanding the control room and stuff like that. So I thought it was going to be out of commission last fall. So I said, well, you know, I better get some stuff in the can here. And I began thinking.
Now, just to clear up for our listeners, we're not talking about putting furniture in your bathroom.
No. Old expression when you had big rolls of tape and they would go in canisters.
Yes.
And so you would put things in the can. But so now, even though it's on a hard drive somewhere, it's still referred to as being recorded somewhere.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's in the can.
Uh-huh.
So I booked my son Ben on bass and my drummer Bucky for, you know, 3 days last summer, and I had this concept. It just kind of began formulating in my mind, you know, on the theme of freedom.
Hmm.
And it's such a resonant concept for me. I just think that because it intersects both the personal and the political, the spiritual and the social. And, you know, and really to me that's really the dynamic, the crux there where, you know, you have both of those elements. So there's all these different songs on that theme of freedom. So, and they run a gamut from stuff that's, you know, like that old Georgia Sea Island song that you played off the top,
yeah.
where it's about, you know, throw me anywhere in this old field. It goes back to the days of slavery.
Yeah.
And I've been down there in the Georgia Sea Islands, and they have, like, there's a cemetery on Sapelo Island called Behavior Cemetery.
Really?
Because that's where you go if you didn't behave.
I got to get, are they have any extra plots?
They, not many. I think you have to be a resident there.
Oh.
Another long story. But
they have to dig yours extra
it's
deep.
The real estate on the Georgia Sea Islands, most of the African Americans whose families have lived there for hundreds of years can no longer afford to live on a lot of those islands.
And, sir, where is this prison? What town again? This
cemetery.
Yeah.
Behavior Cemetery on Sapelo Island.
And what I have heard about that is that anybody living on Sapelo Island is not allowed to be buried in that cemetery.
Because
they're living. I did a joke. Everybody? Thank you.
Everybody living.
Thank you. Freedom. I want to read them from the inside of your CD. What does this mean? This album is a musical invitation to share this journey towards freedom. Freedom is both an external and internal dimension. When people who become subject to the corrupting influence of power and wealth attempt to exert control over our freedoms, the challenges are very real. At the same time, like the prisoner in my niece Jenny's song, Halls of Folsom, our mental bondage can be more oppressive than physical incarceration. Let's remember that we are constantly offered the opportunity to reach out to each other in support and solidarity as we struggle individually and collectively to achieve this goal of freedom. Did you write that?
I did. I worked on those words.
I might have to start quoting Ken Whiteley here.
Okay.
Man, usually it's Fred Penner that I quote, but
well, Fred's good too.
That was fun the last time you guys were here.
Yes, it is. I'm going to actually be working with Fred coming up.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going to do some recording together.
Good.
In later this year.
Good. Good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I heard something about him in the news recently. I can't remember what it was, other than he's doing well, I think. That's basically what it was saying. Can you do another song for us, please, Ken?
I certainly can. Do you want
me, anything?
Do you want me to talk about those forces of
yes.
Of power and destruction
yes.
And all that?
And all that. And all that. Ladies and gentlemen, just while Ken is doing a little tuning, I want to let you know that he will be celebrating the release of one of his deepest and most exciting albums yet, Freedom Blues, at Hughes Room on Friday, April the 11th. Doors open at 6:30. Concert starts at 8:30. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 at the door. Contact Hughes Room, hughesroom.com. Go to their website, check them out. Ask for Richard when you go there. He's a good guy. He loves, he's the owner. He's a, kind of a big deal. A full band. How many people in the band?
Nine-piece band.
Nine-piece band. Yeah. That actually ties Earth, Wind, and Fire, so there you go. All right, Ken, what's this song? What are you
this
doing, man?
It's called The Omar Khadr Blues. Now, for those of
are
you...
Are you kidding me?
No, nice. No. This is... So this is... There's two different things that were... I've been thinking about Omar Khadr for a long time and the injustice in how Canada left him there in Guantanamo Bay. He was the last... foreign national from a supposedly what America would consider a friendly country who was still in Guantanamo Bay. You know, 13 years in Guantanamo Bay. You know, he was captured as a child soldier, 15 years old. His guts were totally blown out of his body when they captured him. And yet he was, you know, in that condition, he was accused of murder. And, you know, so whatever, wherever he was coming from, whatever weird stuff his parents may have been into, admittedly, you know,
sure,
but just the unfairness of that, and taking a kid and keeping him there, torturing him, and the total complicity, you know, the Canadian security forces were down there and interviewed him and all that stuff, you know, and I get that it's, you know, it's a balancing act, the whole thing of, you know, finding out what's going on, but I, you know, from my perspective, there's, you see injustice, you've got to call it. And so...
Well, this track is on Ken's CD, Freedom Blues, and this is Ken Whiteley.
He was born in Toronto, same year and season as my son. As my son. This is where my strange story has begun. Now when my son was learning bass, Omar learned to use a gun. A gun. With his battle ravaged body, they say he this child soldier, took him to Guantanamo Bay. For 13 years he languished in that wretched prison cell. Yes, for 13 years he languished in a wretched prison cell. Oh, torture, tried, condemned, but there's more that I must tell. The Canadians in power, they would have left him cast aside. Tortured, tried, condemned, they only vilified. But slowly wheels have turned, now he walks Alberta Street. Cat, you've seen him there. Slowly wheels have turned, now he walks Alberta Street.
Yes, he does now.
And he does not speak in anger to the people that he
stuff, man. Ken Whiteley on the Drew Marshall Show. Wow. Omar Khadr's Blues. Who would have thunk that somebody would have written a song called that? I mean, that's
it's heavy stuff, but what I like about that song, I mean, not about what I like about the story, really, it's not about the song,
yeah.
but is that even through all this crap that's involved,
yeah.
I can say that, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
is that there is this ray of hope that I don't really get how at the end of all of that he's been through, that he's not a bitter,
yeah.
angry human being. That he, you know, you read any of the reports, you know, like neighbors bringing over casseroles and stuff like that. And like, you know, and he wants to get on with his life. Mm. He wants to, you know, do good things in the world. And I think that is like awesome, you know, and so it's like a ray of hope for all of us.
I think what happens here, Ken, is that a big old mirror goes up in front of all of our faces, and we may not like to admit this, but I think the process in our own brains is, if that kind of stuff went down to us, I'm not sure I could be all nicey-nicey about things, all forgivey, all grace, all whatever. I think many people don't admit that, but I think that's what it's at the core of people's fear about Omar Khadr, because I think there is an underlying, well, he's just faking being nice. He's just, you know, he's plotting behind the scenes, behind closed doors, you know, and eventually he'll go off again. That's what people are thinking. And I think we think that because we think we would do that if that had happened to us.
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, you want to look at why people are voting for Donald Trump. You know, it's that kind of fear motivated thinking,
mm-hmm.
and short-sighted thinking, and you know, narrow-minded thinking.
Well,
preach, brother, preach.
Oh, gee, you just pushed Tim's tree-hugging
Liberal
button,
man, over here.
Brother. Hey, I just want to let everybody know that you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show, and we are in a segment we call Live on TDMS. See, a TDMS, that's The Drew Marshall Show. Just write that one down, folks, for later. Get a tattoo. It's sponsored by Easter Seals Ontario, helping kids with physical disabilities succeed. EasterSeals.org is where you want to go. Partner with them this month. Support them. They've been around a long time. Have done a lot of great things. And it might be time for you to spend a few bucks on them this year. That's what I would think you could do. Ken Whiteley will be celebrating the release of one of his deepest and most exciting albums yet, Freedom Blues, at Hughes Room, Friday, April 1st. Doors open at 6:30. Concert starts at 8:30. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 at the door. Go to hughesroom.com. Find out more. Buy the tickets. Go early. Have a bite to eat.
And if you can't go, you go to kenwhiteley.com, and you can order the CD.
I didn't even think to say that, Ken. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
I'm usually the last one to think of making a
you kind of
public service announcements that might benefit me also.
We want to also let everyone know that if you become a new Drew Marshall Show Facebook liker today, during this performance, right now, you will win a CD, possibly, because we have to pick. If we get like 30 people doing it, we can't give 30 CDs away, so we'll pick somebody. A CD from today's recording artist, Mr. Ken Whiteley. Freedom Blues is the CD we have in our hand. Well, let's jump into one more song, live in studio with the one and only Mr. Ken Whiteley.
Well, reading through the paper like I do most days, in black and white, a challenge filled each page. Occasionally solutions peek between the lines, but the clown's got lots more ink than any sage. Well, we've all heard it said that the truth could make us free, but it seems sometimes the truth's in short supply. Look at the world, look at yourself, I think that you will see that the truth is what compels us all to cry. Freedom. 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 Now, some folks blame the system. They're sure somehow it's rigged. They know no way they'll ever find success. Yes, there's problems with this system, a lot that should be fixed. Changes that somehow we must address. Now some folks use a skateboard or a spray paint can. They say some things that we don't verbalize. Could all of their frustration and all their energy become something that helps to make them wise? Freedom. Some may blame religion, compare it to a drug. I know for some it helps to ease the pain. But all those narrow-minded bigots with views so deeply dug will one day have a few things to explain. Whatever your religion, whatever you believe, most of us agree that it is true. Wisdom, love, compassion should guide our energy, releasing us to do the things we do. Freedom. Computers and our phones.
Let's not bend down to forces that oppress. Well, in this great big circle, within us and without, we all have great big changes to address.
Ken Whiteley on the Drew Marshall Show. Dude, you know, have you ever, in the middle of a song, just completely lost your way so much that you couldn't recover? Has that ever happened to you at all?
It has, yes.
Is it, it been lately, Ken?
It happened to me. I was doing, there was a wonderful songwriter, storyteller that I produced her album. Her name's Joanna Chapman Smith.
Had her on the show.
Beautiful project.
Good kid.
Great, yeah, and a great singer, and she's smart as a whip
yeah.
and all that stuff. But anyway, so she was doing a show, and the first little bit was sort of like a little sing-around. There were three songwriters, including myself, doing story songs. And so I go into, I have this song that I wrote with my friend Eve Goldberg, that it's like, I walked into a truck stop, someone caught my eye, I realized I had interest in more than just the pie. I looked at her, she looked at me, you could have caught me dead, because before I could speak a single word, this is what she said.
Oh, and you gapped?
And I gapped.
That's where you gapped?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's like, I just for the interest of your readers, I was like, when I was a young girl, I had a special gift. I learned I could do something with a simple mental twist. It first began as hunches, but I began to find with a little concentration I could read folks' minds. I started doing tent shows, playing round with cards, and anyway, it goes on and on. She goes, till the, you know, this guy comes along, turns her into a star.
Yeah.
The night she's playing Carnegie Hall, she realizes, she looks into this guy's mind who told her that he loves her, and he realizes that he's faking it too.
I can't believe you gapped at that moment.
But I gapped at that moment, so I put that song up on SoundCloud, and so you can stream that for free if you want.
So funny. Again, we want to let our listeners know, first of all, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're live right here in Southern Ontario on Joy 1250. And if you become a new Drew Marshall Show Facebook liker at this particular moment in your life, you will be entered into a contest to win Ken's CD. Ken's CD. It's called Freedom Blues. So good luck with that. KenWhiteley.com is the website. KenWhiteley.com. Two E's. If you can find out where they are, you deserve to go to his site. KenWhiteley.com. Ken is kind of a big deal. He is a Canadian roots music legend. And yet, like a typical Canadian, he does not describe himself like that. He lets others do that. People have said you're cross between Pete Seeger and Tony Bennett on 11. I don't get that, man.
Tony Bennett. Hebrew Examiner. That's where that is.
Really?
Goes to 11.
Yeah, it goes to 11. On occasion.
Spinal Tap.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Goes to 11.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I want people to go to this CD release concert, so I'm going to tell everyone about it one more time. Hughes Room, Friday, April 1st. Doors open at 6:30. Concert starts at 8:30. Tickets are $20, $22.50 at the door. Go early, grab dinner, sit, enjoy.
Like that last song, you know, you can just imagine it with like the three-piece horn section and the Hammond organ and the bass and the drums and the backup vocals.
Beautiful.
I mean, Cat Dancer was doing a great job. Having heard the song, the chorus once, you know, I thought she did an excellent job jumping in there.
I want to play just one more track from this CD. Halls of Folsom. Can I just get into that one a little bit?
Totally, yeah.
That's track number 9 there, Timmy. We're going to play a little bit of Ken's CD and have a wee short break, and when we come back, we will have a little time with Cat Dancer, who's been sitting here very patiently, just enjoying this time with Ken Whiteley. Have a listen to the man himself.
My release should feel like I'm going home.
not going away, but for 20 years less a day, home was just a word to say, and I'm wondering if part of me ain't here to stay. And I'm walking the halls of Folsom every day now in my mind. The chains on my legs will get old and rust away, and every prison guard will be gone someday. But the chains of my memory forced upon me, stuck there made of, won't let me be. And I'm walking the halls of full. Sleep too dim to see, wondering if I could sleep in another bed.